Now to your letters about yesterday's program. We begin with our story about the 1968 massacre of protesting National University students in Mexico City. Esperanza Brizuela Garcia of Eastern Pennsylvania wrote to tell us a personal story. Her father was active in Mexico's student movement at the time. She writes, "I grew up listening to his stories that were always a mixture of pride and bitter disappointment. When I became a student at the National University in the 1990s, I realized there was a long and proud tradition of remembering October 2nd, a way of reminding us that being a student in a country like Mexico is a privilege that comes with great responsibilities. My father passed away 2 years ago. Thank you for reminding me of his message." On a lighter note, we got a lot of mail about yesterday's All Tech Considered segment. My co-host Robert Siegel was exploring the world of online dating with our tech guru, Omar Gayaga. We heard about niche dating sites for vegetarians, Catholics, even farmers. You don't have to be lonely
at farmersonly.com. City folks just don't get it.
That can't be for real. You must have made that one up.
I would be so much richer if I could make that up.
Well, whatever you make of that ad, Sharon Hansen, who identifies herself as a married farmer, wrote in to tell us there's a real need for sites like Farmers Only. She writes, "It's not easy to find someone who's willing to work the long hours to put up with the 24/7 care of hundreds of animals. The weather makes our lives difficult, and many people are not tolerant of the smells and messiness. I could go on and on. So, yes, some farmers do need extra help in finding each other." And Barbara Rawlings of South Riding, Virginia, suggested this, that NPR set up its own dating site, I guess for those who need it. If you think we need a little extra help or just like what you hear, please let us know. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And don't forget to tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name.